At least 19 people, including at least 9 children, have died in a massive fire in New York City. The fire broke out in a residential building in the Bronx and also left dozens of people injured, some in critical condition. Mayor Eric Adams this afternoon called it a horrific and painful event in the life of the city. NPR's Jasmine Garst is with us now from New York to tell us more. Jasmine, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Michelle.
Jasmine, what can you tell us about how this all started?
Well, the fire started this morning at around 11 a.m. in a residential 19-story building in the Bronx. And the fire department has said that so far the injuries they are seeing have been due to smoke inhalation. They say that the smoke conditions in the building were just unprecedented. To give you a sense of how massive this fire was, it took around 200 firefighters to put out the blaze. And at a press conference, New York City Mayor Eric Adams said, "This is going to be a painful record for New Yorkers."
The impact of this fire is going to really bring a level of just pain and despair in our city.
So, Jasmine, at this point, it's been several hours since the fire was contained. Do the authorities have any idea what caused this? Because, frankly, fires of this scale with this many casualties are, frankly, something we just are not used to seeing in recent years, even in a neighborhood as dense as this one.
We do know. Fire Commissioner Daniel Nigro said at a press conference that the fire started in a portable electric space heater in the bedroom of one of the apartments in the building. Also, officials are now checking the building itself to make sure it's structurally sound because, as you mentioned, this was a massive fire.
Now, this is the second major fire in the Bronx this weekend. Am I right about that?
That is right. There was a fire yesterday early in the morning in the Bronx, a lithium-ion battery, you know, the kind that you find in electric bikes or scooters, itself combusted. There were no casualties in that fire, but the fire department has said there's been an increase in lithium-ion battery-related fires in the city. Again, to be clear, authorities are saying that today's fire started in a portable electric heater, and they're still continuing to investigate how that happened.
And Mayor Eric Adams talked about the pain this fire would cause. What kind of reaction are you seeing in the city?
The city's offering hotel rooms to people who have been left without a home tonight. And also, it's opened a hotline for people wondering if their loved ones are okay. From what I'm hearing, a lot of New Yorkers are starting to ask questions. Why on this very cold day in New York City was a tenant having to use a space heater? Were the smoke detectors working? These are certainly questions that are going to be looked into in the coming days.
It's certainly a very painful day for all involved and all who are attending to that. So that was NPR's Jasmine Garst in New York. Jasmine, thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle.